for The Sporting Life, we check in with Michael Rand from the Star Tribune. He writes about sports and its personalities. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, doing well, sir. So where should we start this morning here with the, I suppose, the Wild making the playoffs?
Yeah, we need to start with hockey. Minnesota Wild made the playoffs. We are very excited about that.
Yes, we are. It was a little tenuous for a while there. For, you know, for the last month, it's kind of seemed like, oh, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. No big deal. It's going to happen. And then they kind of slumped, and they took it down to basically the final day of the season, their final chance to make it on Saturday night. But they did win. They won 3-1. They got into the playoffs, the very last spot. And, you know, now that they're in, that's all that really matters, right? We're excited about that.
Right, because it's been a while. When was the last time the Wild were in the playoffs?
It's been since 2008, so it's been 5 years since they were in the playoffs. And, you know, both of the primary teams to play here in the, you know, fall and winter, the Wild and the Timberwolves, you know, neither one of them has been very good lately, so we've had a long playoff drought. We don't really know what these playoffs that come in the springtime really are anymore. So it'll be at least nice to see that, although they are playing a very, very good team, Chicago.
Yeah, how do you think they'll do in the series?
I think it's going to be pretty tough. I mean, yeah. I think they slid so far in the seedings. You know, for a while there, they were looking like they might win their division, which would give them the number three seed and a much easier path in the playoffs. Now they're the very last seed, which means they have to play the very best team in the Western Conference, and Chicago's been dynamite all season long. They've been almost unbeatable. So it's going to be very tough. But, you know, that said, the NHL is one league where the seeding doesn't always seem to matter a whole lot. And once you get into the playoffs, if you can get a hot goaltender or, you know, somebody who is, you know, playing above and beyond their expectations at key positions, upsets can happen. So you never know. It starts Tuesday, and if they can win one of the first two, then they maybe have a chance to shock the world and pull an upset.
Pull a Jesse Ventura. Shock the world!
Shock the world! Yeah, exactly.
All right, so the Vikings draft. So that included a lot of topics galore there.
Unbelievable, yeah. Well, I was covering their draft party for the newspaper on Thursday and the website, and it was crazy because what happened was they had two picks. They had number 23 and 25, and they took Sharif Floyd and Xavier Rhodes, a defensive lineman and a cornerback, and everybody was happy. It was like, okay, they got two really good players, people they needed, positions they needed, and pretty much 90% of the people went home right after those two picks. And then, you know, the lingering few that waited out the rest of the first round got a huge surprise when they made a trade, got another pick in the first round, and ended up taking a wide receiver, Cordarrelle Patterson. So they ended up with three first-round picks, got quite a haul. And then the other kind of interesting note was on the third day of the draft, they drafted a punter, Jeff Locken. I know.
What
does this mean for Chris Cluey?
Well, you know, read between the lines. Yeah. You don't usually draft a punter just for competition. Now they're saying, you know, this is something just to at least give Cluey some competition and, you know, give him a battle, a run for his money. But I think, you know, if you read between the lines, this is kind of what happened last year. They drafted a place kicker, Blair Walsh, who ended up having a very, very good year in 2012. And they drafted him and they said he's going to come in and compete with Ryan Longwell, their longtime veteran. And then basically a week later, Ryan Longwell was gone. So I would not be surprised at all if Chris Cluey is cut pretty soon, just because that's the nature of how these things go. So it'd be a very, you know, I think a lot of Vikings fans would be, and a lot of, you know, just Minnesotans would be kind of sad to see that happen, because I think there's been a certain bond forged with Chris Cluey.
Maybe he knew it was coming. Maybe that's why he's been working on his Chris Cluey brand.
That could be. You know, that could be. He's positioning himself to go to a Cluey friendly organization, something like that. He's working on his finding a willing partner for his brand of football and commentary.
Right. Perhaps his next venture. Well, all right, cool. So we look forward to keeping an eye on the playoffs this week, and good luck to the Minnesota Wild.
Yes, absolutely.
So, should we mention anything about the Twins here before we head away?
Yeah, they're not doing too bad again. They're still hanging in there, and I think the biggest surprise that we've seen this year is the pitcher that threw on Sunday, Kevin Correa, and he's, you know, basically going into this season, people had very low expectations for him. He's a pitcher they signed as a free agent in the offseason. They signed him to a 2-year contract, and nobody could really figure out why they wanted this guy. He's been pretty mediocre at best for Pittsburgh and for San Diego, but he's been durable, and he'd been, you know, at least consistent with being average. So that was kind of their motto. Let's just get guys who can at least keep us in games.
Consistent with being average.
Yeah. Exactly. And so far he's been much better than that. He's been very good. He's pitched deep into ball games all 5 times. And then yesterday he pitched 8 shutout innings. So I guess if you're looking for the most pleasant surprise on the team this year, I think it has to be Kevin Correa, who in 5 starts has given them, exactly what they needed and more than that, and has basically been one of the prime reasons that they're still above 500. And, you know, 11-10 at this point of the season is, hey, it's slightly above consistently average. How about that?
I'm sure it feels good for him to be showing him. So hopefully he can keep it up. All right. Thanks so
Absolutely.
Much, Michael.
You bet, guys. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Michael Rand writes about sports and its personalities for the Star Tribune. You can also check out the Rand Ball blog at StarTribune.com.